BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Trial of Abraham.
Abraham was sitting at the door of his tent when he noticed three men standing nearby. One of them was the Lord. He rushed over to them and said, "Sirs, please, come sit under this tree. I'll give you some water so you can wash your feet. Then you can rest while I prepare a meal. After you've eaten, you may continue on your way." Abraham then rushed into the tent and told Sarah to make some bread for his guest. He then went to the field and selected a choice calf and gave it to his servants so they could use it to prepare a meal. As soon as the food was ready, Abraham served it to his guest and then stood back and watched them eat. As they ate, the Lord said to Abraham, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" "Oh, she's in the tent." "I'll come back in about a year. At that time, Sarah will have given birth to a son." Sarah was listening to this from inside the tent. She was 90 years old, so she laughed inside of herself when she heard that she was going to give birth to a son. She said, "That's impossible. I'm too old to give birth to a child." The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will come back, and she will have given birth to a child." When Sarah heard this, she ran out and said, "Lord, I didn't laugh." "Ah, but you did laugh." A year later, Sarah gave birth to a son and called him Isaac, which means laughter. When Isaac was a young man, God said to Abraham, "Take your son and go to a place I'll show you. There you're to sacrifice him as a burnt offering." So the next morning, Abraham got up early and cut the wood for sacrifice. He saddled a donkey, took two servants, and started on the journey. 3 days later, Abraham saw the place God had selected. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey. Isaac and I will go and worship the Lord. We'll come back after the sacrifice." He told Isaac to carry the wood. Abraham took the hot coals and the knife. Isaac looked around and asked, "Father, we have the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb for sacrifice?" Oh, Abraham looked at his son and finally said, "God will provide himself a lamb for sacrifice." When they got to the place God had selected, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on top. Next, he tied up his son and put him on top of the wood. He then reached for the knife to kill his son. With that, the angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven, "Abraham, Abraham, don't kill your son. Don't do anything to him. For now I know you fear God, since you were willing to give me your son." Abraham looked off to the side and saw a ram with his horns caught in a bush. He took the ram and used him to sacrifice instead of his son. Abraham named the place, "The Lord Will Provide."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.